Good morning, everybody. A little Beach Boys this morning, thanks to Lee Clark. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and it's finally Friday, and we are very glad you're with us. We have a lot to talk about this morning. First of all, the Louisiana Governor, Bobby Jindal, says the federal government is actually stopping barges from vacuuming off that crude oil from the Gulf of Mexico around Louisiana. He is absolutely outraged, and we're going to talk about that. And speaking of the Gulf oil spill, has the BP gas stations, are they being boycotted now in Florida? Well, there are signs that this is the case. We're going to talk about that as well. And out in Arizona, talk about outrage. The governor of Arizona is outraged. She is outraged that Hillary Clinton is announcing that the federal government is going to fight the Arizona immigration law without telling Arizona. So we'll talk about that as well. Meantime, this is Tampa Bay's only regular, ongoing libertarian radio show, Freedom Works. And we are here to champion the concept of less federal government in your life, but more importantly, more personal responsibility and personal freedom. That's what why we do the show. And these days, my friends, we've been doing the show 6+ years, and now more than ever is it important to understand our constitutional right to this freedom and responsibility. So we are very glad you're with us, and we come to you daily, except Wednesday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Tantalk Network. We are also available worldwide from our website, thefreedomworks.com. Again, thefreedomworks.com. You can go there and find out more about the show, find out if you're a libertarian, contribute to the support of the program, and find out about some of the people that have helped create the concept of today's libertarianism. People like Ayn Rand and Milton Friedman and Alfred E. Newman, three of the great ones. By the way, we also have a toll-free number for you, 866-826-1340. Lee Clark is standing by. Well, he's nodding off, but he's standing by, and if the phone rings, it'll wake him up. So, again,
you know, that reflects badly upon me. Do you know that people are listening to the show?
We have a few. Oh, I know who you're talking about.
You know.
And I'm just kidding.
People who have power over.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just kidding. Lee is all.
I'm wide awake, right?
Very wide awake.
Ultra sensitive, I guess.
Not a problem. And I was just making a joke.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you seriously take offense?
Oh, yes, deeply.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then I personally apologize to you.
No, that's okay.
And by the way, I'm sorry I woke you up while I was talking about
it. I just wanted to clear up any misunderstandings that there might be about my...
You are not a somnambulist. You are not a somnambulist.
Is that somebody... That's something to do with sleep. Is that...
Yeah.
Somebody who nods off all the time?
No. You are not a somnambulist.
Is that a sleepwalker?
Yes.
Ah.
When you fall off dead asleep, you're just dead asleep. I mean, it's hard to even rouse you, much less watch you walk across the room. No.
You're completely
awake and doing a wonderful, wonderful job for me. You're more than welcome. Now you got me off, you know, here I was really going well.
You were on a roll.
And then
you just
interrupt me.
I know, that's really rude. And I'm sorry.
You know, right in the middle of my talk. And I'm sure that the two people you mentioned were hearing your interruption of me, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think the cards are not falling well for you at this point.
What was worse?
No, that's all right. Anyway, so we do have a toll-free number. And the very wide-awake Lee Clark would pick up the phone. And the number is 866-826-1340. 866-826-1340. 1340. He's taking more coffee. He wants to make sure he's going to be
awake. I do that all day.
Yeah, I know you do. And we also have an email address, freedomworksemail@yahoo.com. Freedomworksemail@yahoo.com. You know why I'm laughing is that Lee and I have been together for a long time. We're almost like crazed brothers that yell and scream at each other. Isn't that true?
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Okay, but...
Some sort of bond, some sort of...
Yeah, it's an unholy bond. Anyway, so don't anybody take it too personal. And to Dave and Lola, he's doing a wonderful job for me.
That's them now.
It's Nice knowing you, Lee. Anyway, we do have to get to some of the things that are going on, and so much is going on. Needless to say, I mean, everybody's talking about the pounding that the CEO of British Petroleum is taking. There's no need for us to regurgitate all of that. Suffice it to say that he looked like one of these people that had been lawyered up. He refused, basically, to admit almost anything except his name up there. Apparently, he either forgot things or he had no knowledge of them, and that's really the story. And so it's like pounding your head against a brick wall, I guess. My question is, after all of is said and done, is Tony Hayward, the CEO of BP, going to be able to survive what's happening here? You have to remember that the company is holding off paying any dividends, and that does not sit well with shareholders across the world. I think Tony Hayward's job is in jeopardy, and let's face it, British Petroleum's stock shares have taken a huge hit for what's going on. And perhaps most importantly, the facts have come to light that British Petroleum is like the, what's a good synonym for this? It's like the black sheep of the oil industry business. They have had more trouble, problems, failures, whatever you want to call it, by hundreds of times more than companies like ExxonMobil with their drilling and with their projects. So I think if nothing else is learned from this, we should be very, very careful about how about the quality control of British Petroleum. There is something wrong there. And I think Tony Hayward is going to take the hit for all of this. So enough said. In the meantime, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is jumping up and down. He is so upset, and he's not upset with British Petroleum in this particular case. He is upset with the government, the federal government. He says against his wishes, the barges that he ordered to begin vacuuming crude oil off the Gulf around Louisiana, those barges are now sitting idle. Why is that? Because the federal government has come in, the Coast Guard basically, and shut them down. And a Coast Guard representative told ABC News yesterday that they ordered the stoppage because of reasons that Bobby Jindal is really screaming about. They say they needed to confirm that there were fire extinguishers and life vests on board the barges. Lee Clark is pounding his fist. Isn't that? That's how I felt when I read that. They actually stopped the cleanup of the Gulf because there weren't enough fire extinguishers and life vests on board. Now, isn't this where the government absolutely becomes the enemy rather than the friend?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. Then, apparently, the Coast Guard had trouble contacting the people who built the barges to let them know that there were not enough fire extinguishers and life vests on board. So what happens there? What happens is the ball gets dropped.
Doesn't this suggest, I mean, this, if you don't mind my saying
so. No, I don't mind.
You know, I mean, doesn't it seem like the federal government wants the carnage to continue? You know, wants an environmental catastrophe?
I know that they don't because it's making Obama and his group look horrible, but it just, may I say, it just strengthens the concept that the further away the government is from the situation, the worse it is, the slower it is, the less effective it is. That's what we always say, the closer the government. That was the Milton Friedman mantra, the great economist Milton Friedman. The closer the government, the more effective, the cheaper, and the quicker. And this is a perfect example of it, just perfect example. So these barges are now sitting idle while all of this crude is, you know, sitting atop the water around them, and they can be vacuuming it up. Now, after Bobby Jindal strenuously made his case, the barges finally got the go-ahead yesterday. Now, this has been after several weeks of sitting, but they got the go-ahead yesterday to get back into the Gulf and get back to work. Well, it says here after They weren't sitting for a week. So let me correct it. We don't want to throw darts, too many darts here. But after sitting for more than a day because of this particular problem, they finally got the go-ahead again. And then the story goes on to say that almost that 60 days now into the crisis, it's been 2 months of this. So can you imagine how much oil there is out there after 2 months of that thing spewing it in to the water? It says it can still be tough to figure out who is in charge in Louisiana. And the problem appears to be the same in other Gulf Coast states. In Alabama, the governor there, Bob Riley, says he's had problems with the Coast Guard as well. He said he asked the Coast Guard to find an ocean boom tall enough to handle strong waves and protect his shoreline. The Coast Guard went all the way to Bahrain, and they found an ocean boom. But when it came time to deploy it, they sent it to the wrong state. They sent it to Louisiana rather than Alabama. Oh, well. I guess they could use it in Louisiana as well. I guess it's easy to criticize. It's a mess. You know, that's the truth of it. Now, let's do this. I want to talk about a boycott maybe here in Florida with BP. But before we do that, we're going to take our first break. You're listening to Freedom Works. Glad you're with us. And we will be back.
Attention Tampa Bay Auto Sales and Service Professionals. Here's your chance to get the word out direct to your customers. The Deals on Wheels radio program broadcasts here on Tantalk 1340 AM, Fridays noon to 1 p.m. Get the word out prime airtime, the day before your high-volume weekend. Prime airtime is still available for you, so give your host, Mark, a call at 727-424-1216 and reserve time now. Again, that's Mark at 727-424-1216. Come on in and let's make some Deals on Wheels.
Hi, this is Gene Dumet, the manager of Cristino's Cold Oven and Pizzeria and Restaurant, inviting you to take advantage of the best Italian food found in Tampa Bay. Come join us soon at Cristino's. Cristino's, being the only Cold Oven Pizzeria on the west coast of Florida, offers an incredibly delicious pizza that you can't get anywhere else. Cristino's is open 7 days a week. We're located at the 1101 South Fort Harrison Avenue. That is in Clearwater. Our phone number there is 443-4900. Once again, that's 443-4900.
Hey, we're glad you're listening to Freedom Works. And if you like what you're hearing, there's something you can do to help keep us on the air. You can visit our website at thefreedomworks.com and make a contribution, anything from $20 on up, and it'll go directly to our program and our efforts to get out the libertarian message of less government in our lives and more personal freedom and responsibility. And while you're there at the website, you can find out more about libertarianism. You can also take a very short quiz to see where you fit in on the political spectrum. And you can find out more about people that have stood for libertarian principles like Milton Friedman and Ayn Rand. But please consider backing our show with a contribution. We even make it easy for you with a credit or debit card. And once again, that's thefreedomworks.com. And by the way, thanks for listening.
Good day, Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources, June 18th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,257.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,290.81, $645.41 for a half ounce, and $322.70 for a quarter ounce. $1,290.81, $645.41, and $322.70.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
That must have been the Beach Boys sort of just absolutely just turn on the tape recorder and we're going to sing Barbara Ann, which, by the way, was sung by another group before they did it. Mm-hmm. So what was one of these things where like they had had a few joints and they decided that they go into the studio and and play it. I mean, it's just so relaxed, right?
Yeah, it was a huge hit in 1966, and I forget the actual story, but the name of the album was Beach Boys Party, and there are all these photographs of the Beach Boys sitting around at a party playing guitar with lots of girls.
Okay. And that's exactly what this sounds like.
Yeah. But I think really they were sitting around the studio said they were goofing off. And they said, let's play Barbara. You know, let's play some old songs. So let's play Barbara.
Actually, it's kind of interesting and maybe refreshing to hear what you might call an unexpurgated version of a song.
Yeah, it just had a great vibe to it. It was a huge hit.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Massive.
It was. Of course it was, yeah.
Man.
It was. Well, Paul Molloy, we're back, Freedom Works, and wanted to talk a little bit about the effect of this British Petroleum oil spill as it relates to buying their gasoline. Now, I go by a BP station on a regular basis. In fact, they're all over Tampa Bay. You can't miss them. They've got that very green sign, sort of like a little flowery decal. And lots of people, you know, up until recently, lots of people go there. So what is going on? Are people now starting to boycott it? Well, according to some people, particularly in South Florida, there is a boycott of BP stations. It has forced some of the owners, the independent owners, to distance themselves from the corporation itself. One station owner in Boca Raton even created big signs that he put up to let customers know where he stands on the whole issue, in effect chastising BP, the very company that has their trademark above his gas station. And owners like Max Alvarez, he owns or supplies more than 300 gas stations across Florida, many of them British Petroleum, and he said that locals are indeed feeling the pinch of the boycott. The locals themselves, not British Petroleum. Not British Petroleum. They do not directly feel it. He says the message is not affecting the right people. The message is not affecting BP. They are affecting the very families who are innocent, excuse me, and who they themselves are very upset and angry. Now, on Facebook, there is a BP boycott. Apparently, over 640,000 people are on board with the boycott, at least on Facebook. Now, BP does not own any of the stations in America, none of them. It only supplies them with gasoline. I don't know how all that works when you have the BP logo up there, but apparently they don't directly own them. So when you're boycotting BP, my friends, you are hurting the local people. Those people here in our area that need your help. So maybe we shouldn't boycott British Petroleum. Of course, you want to do something. I know how frustrating it is to sit back and wonder what you can do, right? Anyway, interesting story about British Petroleum. Now,
you know, if you need some oil, there's plenty right out there in the Gulf. It's just, you know what I mean? Can't you just refine your own?
All you do is stick some sort of a tube out there into the water and then attach it to your gas tank. Yeah.
Have a boat and with a mini refiner.
But you have to do one of those sucking things because you got to start the flow.
Yeah, you got to get it started. So you got to siphon
it with your mouth.
You might get a few mouthfuls, or you might accidentally swallow some.
Yeah, you have to be very careful about that.
But you could have a perpetual motion boat out there. It just vacuums up the oil.
It refines the oil. Yeah.
Feeds the engine. You could go forever.
Yeah, you could, couldn't you? Maybe it isn't such a bad idea to have the oil floating around in the Gulf now that I think about it.
Yeah, but just make sure you got your
life jackets. I mean, it's good for the boaters, at least.
Your life jackets in order and fire extinguishers.
Yes.
Probably, you never know what's going to happen.
Well, this is rather disconcerting. And I read it this morning. A nationwide alert for 17 members of the Afghan military who have gone AWOL from an Air Force base in Texas. Why were they there? Well, foreign military officers are there to do training, to go back to Afghanistan and fight on behalf of the government. And they had come over here to Texas to become pilots and learn English. but they bolted. Now, the question is, are they good people or bad people? And what are they going to do now that they're running around our country? Again, these are military people. Well, there's a nationwide alert on it. There are 17 of them. They have these 17 Afghan officers have security badges, which technically gives them access to U.S. defense installations. But now, of course, with the lookout on for them, hopefully they won't be able to just, you know, wander into a secure area somewhere flashing the badge. Although these days you never know what's going to happen. Now, they were attending defense language courses at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. And apparently the government itself is playing it down. They say that they've been able to locate some of them, although not all of them, and that they don't think that these people are really dangerous. They said an unspecified number of the 17 have been caught, and they say some are in removal proceedings. They say that the information now about these guys is kind of old. He's up to 2 years old. I'm thinking, the information is up to 2 years old. That means that these people have been running around for 2 years?
You know, they're probably in the cockpit of an American Airlines.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that. It's going to scare people. Mm. Co-pilot, maybe, but not in the cockpit.
Right, or jump seat.
In Arizona, the governor there, we talked about the outrage of Governor Bobby Jindal, right, in Louisiana. Well, Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, is also outraged. Different problem, however. She got upset when she heard yesterday that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has made a comment that the Obama administration will indeed sue the state of Arizona over their immigration law. And the comment comes from Hillary Clinton when she's overseas in Ecuador, rather than here in the United States and contacting Arizona directly. So there's kind of a double outrage going on here with Jan Brewer. Now, Clinton said in a interview with a television station in Ecuador that the administration, quote, will be bringing suit against Arizona, unquote, for its immigration law. Though the Justice Department, for weeks, has said that it's still all under review. So Brewer says, quote, what a disappointment. And she said she was shocked the administration would make such an announcement on foreign TV without at least giving Arizona officials the news first. She says she has not heard anything from the administration directly. She went on to say, quote, we are not going to back away from this issue. We are going to pursue it. We are going to be very aggressive. We'll meet them in court and we will win. So she sounds pretty adamant about that. She added that the population of America agrees with Arizona. So most people do, apparently, if you believe the surveys, agree with the Arizona immigration law. And President Obama has expressed his, has spoken out against the immigration law, apparently because he thinks the federal government should be determining immigration policy. I think he's right, but they haven't been doing anything in regards to it. They have sort of set that issue aside, have they not? So, if Hillary Clinton is telling the truth, here we go. And it will be interesting to see the federal government actually going to court to argue against its own responsibilities under the Constitution. If you think about it, the Constitution says that one of the main things the federal government is supposed to do is promote the general defense or provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, but provide for the common defense of the country. And, of course, one of the things that you must do in defending a country is to be able to at least be vigilant at the borders so that the bad guys don't come in, right? Isn't that part of the defense? So here they go into court arguing that they might, I guess they'll argue that we, the federal government, have the right to ignore our own mandates. So it'll be an interesting, a very interesting situation. By the way, the Supreme Court came up with a bunch of determinations or decisions, I should say, and we're going to talk a little bit about them. We're going to let's take our second break here, and when we come back as well, we want to talk about the guy in Utah that was facing the firing squad. Did he or didn't he? We'll talk about it.
So, you think all water parks are created equal? Think again. Only one Orlando water park is built to give you that high-octane double-shot adrenaline rush, and that's Wet n' Wild, where it's all about the thrills. Bigger, higher, faster, with more multi-person thrill rides than any other water park around. Where else but Wet n' Wild can you experience the mind-numbing buzz of Brainwash, the hyptronic groove of the Disco H2O, or the cosmic rush of the Black Hole, the Next Generation? Right now at Wet n' Wild, Florida residents can get a full day of pulse-pounding thrills for just $32 plus tax with a valid Florida ID. So if you're looking for pure exhilaration, look no further than the park named by the Travel Channel as one of America's most extreme water parks. Wet n' Wild, in Orlando, or on the web at wetandwildorlando.com.
Hey, we're glad you're listening to Freedom Works. And if you like what you're hearing, there's something you can do to help keep us on the air. You can visit our website at thefreedomworks.com and make a contribution, anything from $20 on up, and it'll go directly to our program and our efforts to get out the libertarian message of less government in our lives and more personal freedom and responsibility. And while you're there at the website, you can find out more about libertarianism. You can also take a very short quiz to see where you fit in on the political spectrum. And you can find out more about people that have stood for libertarian principles like Milton Friedman and Ayn Rand. But please consider backing our show with a contribution. We even make it easy for you with a credit or debit card. And once again, that's thefreedomworks.com. And by the way, thanks for listening.
Eagle Tires has used radial steel-belted tires from $20. Eagle Tires' new radials are the lowest priced in Tampa Bay, period. If you need tires, save big on Eagle Tires, now with three locations open every day. In Tampa, at 3816 North Nebraska, open 24 hours a day, 813-221-7660. In St. Petersburg, 3179 22nd Avenue North, Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 24 hours a day, Sunday 9 to 4. That's 727-498-8921. And in St. Petersburg, 1700 9th Street South, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Sunday 9 to 4, 727-827-2937. No one beats the prices at Eagle Tires.
Hey, we're back, my friends, on Freedom Works. I am Paul Malloy, along with Lee Clark at the controls. And thank you very much for being with us on a Friday morning. As we said, the Supreme Court and some of its rulings are now coming out. They do tend to come out at this point in the summer and or in June. In fact, yesterday we talked about one of the rulings, and I have not seen its ultimate publication yet. About some of the aspects of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, the ramifications of that act, and whether or not the hiring of people that are on the board administering Sarbanes-Oxley were appropriately selected there. Anyway, here is one of the decisions that was published. More than 500 decisions by the leading federal agency that referees disputes between the unions and management is going to have to be reopened because the Supreme Court has ruled officially yesterday that the five-member board had operated illegally when its membership dwindled down to two. So in a 5-4 ruling, in which the court's leading liberal, John Paul Stevens, the guy that's going to retire, sided with the court's foremost conservative members, they said the law does not allow the National Labor Relations Board to operate with only two people when it's supposed to have five. Here's Stevens' reasoning on this. He says, if Congress had intended to authorize two members alone to act for the board on an ongoing basis, it could have said so in straightforward language. Congress instead imposed the requirement that the board delegate no fewer than three, and that it is to have three participating members out of the five to constitute a quorum. So there are more than 500 cases that were decided by only two people on the National Labor Relations Board, and those 500 cases are going to have to be dropped or reopened. Now, that's going to be a real mess. Now, the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, that's an independent agency. It was created in 1935 under the Roosevelt administration to arbitrate disputes between unions and the companies. That was the whole point. And they would set this thing up with five people, and the members are nominated to five-year terms. They're nominated by the president. They have to be confirmed by the Senate. So hopefully you get sort of a balance, right? But when you only have two people, that doesn't sound like that's very fair, does it? Well, that's what the Supreme Court said. So over 500 NLRB rulings are going to have to be revisited at this point. Well, we were speaking yesterday about Ronnie Lee Gardner. That is the guy that's been on death row ever since a 1985 murder in Utah. And in Utah, if you're going to be executed, they actually still give you a choice, or at least they did. They did when he had been sentenced. And Ronnie Lee Gardner chose to be executed by a firing squad, and it was to be carried out last night. Lee, did you read about this?
No, I didn't.
So do you think that they did carry it out? What would you say?
Well, you told me that they did before the show.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Doggone it.
So,
actually, they did do it, and I guess we shouldn't be joking about a person's execution, but we did talk about it yesterday, and the fact that it might in many ways be more humane.
I would think so.
Than drug, lethal drug injections or even a gas chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly more humane than, in my opinion, than an electric chair.
And more dignified, I would say.
Yeah. In fact, there's a picture. If you go to the MSNBC website, there is a straight-on picture of where Ronnie Lee Gardner was sitting and what was around him as he faced the firing squad. They actually strap you to a chair, and they put your head in one of those braces so that your head is not bobbing back and forth. And they've got these gunny sacks that are stacked up on either side of your chair, and behind you is some sort of a wall. It looks like it could take, machine gun bullets kind of thing. And you're up a little bit raised on the platform. So that is how they conducted what might become the very last execution by firing squad, by the way, because since Ronnie Lee Gardner was sentenced, they have now, I think, taken out that choice in Utah. Here's the story. It was written by Jennifer Dobnera. She is a writer for the Associated Press and one of the witnesses of the execution. She said, the explosive reports sent a volley of 30-caliber bullets from five marksmen into the chest of Ronnie Lee Gardner. She said, I was expecting to flinch, but did not as I watched his execution from the witness room. It was so quick that for a split second I wondered if it had actually happened. No blood splattered across the white cinder block wall at the prison. No audible sound from Ronnie Lee Gardner. I could not see his eyes. I never saw the guns. I did not even hear the countdown to the trigger pull. So it was quick. And I would suspect painless if these people found their mark. At one time, I thought that they would do a firing squad where only one person had the bullet. But now that I think about it, that wouldn't make any sense, would it? Because what if the one guy that had the bullet and the others didn't, what if he missed?
Well, you could have six guys with bullets and one guy
without a bullet. Well, that's true.
You know, that'd be
true.
One way. And then
yeah, no, you're right.
Like, well, maybe that's, mine didn't have the bullet.
Yeah, that's true.
He had the blank.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds kind of undignified, Paul, the way they set him up. I mean, remember the old movies where the guy's standing there with his hands tied behind his back?
Yes, and any last words? Yeah.
Dangling
cigarette.
Out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and do it, you know. And, you know, take it like a man, you know. But, of course, they have to humiliate you, and I guess, when they snuff you out these days, you know.
I guess there's no, how would you say it, is there any dignified way of executing somebody?
Well, I don't know. There are ways that are less dignified.
Yes.
Like we've discussed before.
Yes. I would say one of the most
gruesome.
Undignified ways is hanging somebody.
Oh, yeah.
That's very undignified.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But
I don't know where we... Yeah.
This guy chose his own method, and in a way, I kind of agree with the concept that if you're going to go and they give you an alternative method, perhaps you should have that right.
I would think it would be quick and relatively painless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a bunch of bullets through your heart, forget it. You're done. Real quick, right?
That seemed to be the case here. And when the prison warden pulled back the beige curtain, Gardner was already strapped into a black, straight-backed metal chair, head secured by a strap across his forehead. Harness-like straps constrained his chest. Handcuffed arms hanging at his side. A white cloth square, maybe 3 inches across, affixed to his chest over his heart, which bore a black target. So that was what they were aiming at, of course. And that was it. It said seconds before the impact of the bullets, Gardner's left thumb twitched against his forefinger. When his chest was pierced, he clenched his fist. His arm pulled up slowly as if he were lifting something and then released. The motion repeated. The silence was deafening. Then the medical examiner came in, checked his pulse, both on the side of his neck, on both sides of his neck, checked his pupils with a flashlight, declared him dead. That's how it goes. I only read that because it gives you a little bit of a sense, I guess, of the moment. But I think any kind of execution of anybody in many ways can be called gruesome.
What about stoning people to death?
Well, of course, that would be the most fun event because you because it's done done outside and you can bring the kids.
It'd be a community activity.
Yeah.
You know?
That would be the only one I think that could be justified because people get enjoyment out of that one. No, you know, it's a participation.
I'm just thinking.
It's a participation event.
Yeah, it's participatory. And it's free, I think, really. Stones are there's no cost for the stones.
Well, you got to bring in the stones. I mean, you're not going to throw pebbles. All that'll do is bounce off the person.
I know. And when they say stone,
I want a big, nice, fat stone.
Yeah,
to toss.
Like, you know, rocks, or are they using like big rocks and like just you know?
It would be heavier than a baseball, but lighter than a bowling ball. That's what I would say, and it would be about the size of.
You've given a lot of thought to this.
Yeah, and it would be about the size of a softball.
Hey, everybody must get stoned. You know, the old Dylan song.
we're really getting gruesome here. This is getting sad.
This is morbid.
You know, before...
Can you lighten it up a little
before
bit?
Before you came back to be the board man with me, I was doing a very sophisticated program.
Well.
Now I'm back in the gutter
right
again.
Into the
it's
gutter.
Just a matter of minutes.
Well, I'm glad to know I'm having, such a good influence.
You are having an effect on me. Well, let's do this. I want to talk about something very interesting with ultra-Orthodox Jews and integration, school integration. I think you'll be very interested in this. Well, let's take our next break here. You're listening to Freedom Works. I'm Paul Molloy. Don't go away. We'll be back.
If I could guarantee everyone laughed at my jokes, I would. So anyway, this guy says...
If I could guarantee my mother-in-law agreed with me...
Honey, are you sure you really want to do it that way? I mean, far be it from...
Yeah, I would.
I would, too. And if you could hire a business with a guarantee, you would. Now you can. Protect yourself with the Super Guarantee from Super Media. Just look in the Verizon Yellow Pages. From painters to caterers to AC repairmen, you'll get the job done right, or we'll step in and help to make it right. Best of all, it's free.
While I can't guarantee my neighbor will ever return my weed whacker, it's been 6 months. I can protect myself with the Super Guarantee.
Why wouldn't you? Just look for the shield in the only Yellow Pages with the Super Guarantee, the Verizon Yellow Pages, and let the good guys, you know, the ones in the yellow capes, come to the rescue.
On its way now, the new Verizon Yellow Pages with larger, easier-to-read print. Look inside for the Super Guarantee from Super Media. Restrictions apply. See full terms and conditions for this program at superguarantee.com.
Hey, we're glad you're listening to Freedom Works. And if you like what you're hearing, there's something you can do to help keep us on the air. You can visit our website at thefreedomworks.com and make a contribution, anything from $20 on up, and it'll go directly to our program and our efforts to get out the libertarian message of less government in our lives and more personal freedom and responsibility. And while you're there at the website, you can find out more about libertarianism. You can also take a very short quiz to see where you fit in on the political spectrum. And you can find out more about people that have stood for libertarian principles like Milton Friedman and Ayn Rand. But please consider backing our show with a contribution. We even make it easy for you with a credit or debit card. And once again, that's thefreedomworks.com. And by the way, thanks for listening.
Good day. Peter Krochnabel from Midas Resources. June 18th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,257.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,290.81, $645.41 for a half ounce, and $322.70 for a quarter ounce. $1,290.81, $645.41, and $322.70.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned.
Hey, Bobby Dylan, very appropriately talking to us about one form of execution. Remember we were talking about pillaring? I heard that.
Yes.
I heard the term, but not in the sense that you might think. They talked about Tony Hayward, the CEO of British Petroleum, getting pilloried while he was sitting there in front of that House committee that was yelling and screaming at him. And we never did look up the word pilloried.
Well, I did.
You did?
Yeah, and on Wikipedia, of course, I think. And it's like the stocks. The guy is like, he's like this wooden contraption, and the head and the arms are through holes in, you know, the
okay.
whole thing with his head and hands sticking out, but then he's kneeling. While this is happening, that so it's like the stocks, kind of.
And then, okay,
you know, people can throw stuff at them, vegetables and even rocks, whatever. There's so it is like stoning.
Pilloried is the act then of being put into this device with your head sticking out of a hole in your hands.
Right, so you can be abused by the general public.
And do they actually get to throw things at them, or did you add that?
Well, no. In like there was this account of a guy in England. He was pilloried to death, you know. I guess the townspeople just had enough.
Okay.
Maybe went overboard.
You know, to be done in by your own friends and neighbors in town.
People you thought were your friends.
Yeah.
They were just waiting.
Yeah. Yeah. What a way to go.
Yeah.
It's like...
That's when you find out who your friends really are.
Yeah. At the last minute, you find out, right? Well, I found this to be very interesting, and I found the story this morning. There are a bunch of Israeli men in jail in Israel right now after they staged the largest protest in 10 years in support of parents who have defied a Supreme Court ruling on school integration. These are ultra-Orthodox Jews. They do not want an integration of two different Jewish segments, Ashkenazi Jews and Sephardic Jews. Now, Ashkenazi Jews are Jews of European origin, and Sephardic Jews are Jews from the Mideast. And the ultra-Orthodox Jews apparently do not feel that there should be an integration in a girls' school of the two. They want the Ashkenazi Jews to be able to continue with their schooling unbesmirched. And I found that very interesting. The Supreme Court in Israel says no, that the integration needs to occur. But 22 mothers of pupils at the girls' school in a West Bank settlement were given a stay of arrest while the Supreme Court considered the plea to let them stay at home instead of going in to the school and integrating with Sephardic Jews. Now, around 100,000 ultra-Orthodox Jews had rallied in Jerusalem yesterday against the Supreme Court ruling. And they were protesting the court's decision to jail the parents of these Ashkenazi Jewish girls who would not allow their daughters to go into that school while it was being integrated. Apparently, the biggest demonstration by ultra-Orthodox Jews since 1999, when at that time 250,000 of them declared opposition to rulings that challenged the Orthodox establishment of monopoly on marriage, divorce, and other religious and social issues. Seems like the ultra-Orthodox Jews, who, by the way, wear those, I guess they almost look Amish. They wear those dark, long coats, the men do, and they don't shave, and they allow their hair to grow long, and they wear those hats. They seem like they're still stuck in an earlier century in some ways. But
yeah, what's the point of all that?
I don't know.
It looks very uncomfortable. And why the black, you know?
Yes.
Why can't it be white?
And very, very, what would you call it? Prejudiced, I guess. It seems to me, anyway. Not to allow the integration. My goodness. Where's the tolerance? They're very intolerant people. I wonder what they're like at home. Really? Can you imagine growing up in a house with a father and mother that were like that? That would be kind of... And of course, there's all kinds of things you cannot do, you know, if you're an ultra-Orthodox Jew. They're very, very, very demanding. Very strict people.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. But, you know, they have a very low divorce rate, I've heard.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I mean, yeah, okay.
Who else would marry him?
No, but that's very interesting. So they're very disciplined people, right? That you can say about them. Have to be. There's great shame in a divorce, wouldn't you think?
I don't know. I mean, obviously that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Sort of smacks of self-righteousness, though. The whole outfit and the weird braids on the... You know, just the whole getup is just very impractical, I think. You know, when Dad comes home, he probably, you know, sits in front of the TV in his underwear with a beer and a cigarette like everybody else. Don't you think? Strips up, man.
When he gets behind the...
Thank God.
Gets behind
the day's over.
Closed doors.
Working at the jewelry shop or where, you know, at the jewelers or whatever they do.
That's
I
funny.
Don't know what they do. Or they probably, Goldman Sachs is probably staffed with...
I don't know, but I do have another fundamentalist group, and that is radical Islamists are returning to Chicago for a major recruitment drive. And they had been to Chicago before for a convention, and they're kicking off a what's called the Fall of Capitalism and Rise of Islam conference. It's slated to be back in the Windy City next month. And they're a radical Islamist group that is heading this get-together. It's called Hizb-ut-Tahrir America, committed to establishing a caliphate or international Islamic empire. And they actually, here in our country, because we have freedom of speech, they actually can get away with doing this. The speakers at the conference will be there to blame capitalism for everything, from two world wars to Michael Jackson's decision to shed his black skin. And this particular conference also will include emerging world order, how the Khilafa, I guess it's pronounced, Khilafa will shape the world. Gee, that must be a fun-loving thing. I wonder if they pass out buttons when you go to the desk, you know, in front of the big ballroom.
That's a convention.
And you get your name tag and everything like that. Is there a little smiley face on it next to the next to your name?
Yeah, come on, guys. Line up to the, what? I mean, they're not holding this in Las Vegas, I guess, huh?
Exactly. Maybe Las Vegas turned them down. Although, you know, Las Vegas is so desperate right now for any kind of business, I don't think they would. It says here, despite the charged message, the group insists they advocate change only through nonviolent means. And, you know, if that's the case, they have every right, I guess. They just hate capitalism. But they say terrorism is not in our dictionary. We condemn it by all means. From our perspective, our records are clean on this issue. So, you know, you can hold that kind of a conference. Now, I want to finally end. I do this every once in a while. I watch all these cable news stations, and so I'm always interested to see who's doing well. Number one cable news program is Bill O'Reilly on Fox News. He's got 3,055,000 average viewers. Second, Sean Hannity on Fox News. He's got 2.3 million average viewers. And the next four people with the most viewers are all from Fox News. Glenn Beck, Greta Van Susteren, Brett Beyer, and Shepard Smith. So it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The top six people are all on Fox News. Then comes Keith Olbermann is in seventh place on MSNBC.
Do you watch any of them, Paul?
I do. Actually, I watch all of them from time to time. I mean, I'm not sitting there watching it, but, you know, I have it on in the background when I'm doing other things. And yeah, I've seen them all. I just find it very interesting that Fox News dominates cable news
the
way that they do.
Right?
They are the most conservative. Speaks well of them, I guess. Anyway, my friends, have a wonderful weekend. Thank you very much for joining us. Freedom Works. We will be back on Monday. Bye for now.